Please refer to the cleaning, sanitizing, and disinfecting the schedule posted in your classroom if you have questions about whether an item should be cleaned, sanitized, or disinfected, how often, and by whom. So let's look at some of these items. Toys can be cleaned and sanitized. You can use a soiled bin to hold toys until they can be washed and sanitized. If the toy is melted, then wash and sanitize after each use. If you have dishwasher, you can use it to wash and sanitize toys as well. Beddings such as blankets will be cleaned weekly and if soiled. Cribs and crib mattresses will be cleaned and sanitized weekly before use by different child, and when soiled or wet, then daily. Soft toys can be laundered. Soft surfaces or furniture can be covered with removable, easily washable surfaces. Carpets and hard surfaces can be cleaned and vacuumed daily when children are not present. You can clean with carpet cleaning method approved by a local health authority. Clean carpets at least monthly in infant areas, at least every 3 months in other areas and when soiled. Small rocks should be shaken outdoors and vacuumed daily and laundered weekly. Tables, doors, cabinet handles will be cleaned and sanitized daily after each use by teachers.